Hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is Sean and Troy with Absolute Logo Factory.
Well, thank you.
That was a lot. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
What's going on? So you guys, so Sean, you own the store, right?
Correct. Yes.
The factory, the logo factory.
There you go. Good name for it.
It is a good name for it. It's a cool place you got.
Thank you.
And Troy, what do you do?
With sales manager, just kind of sit, go out there and talk to businesses and talk to individuals and let them know what we're doing and seeing if we can do anything to help them.
Yeah.
But basically, that's what I do.
I really like your hat you're wearing. Did y'all do that?
No, actually, the Waxahachie Chamber did it.
Okay. So tell us what all you guys do. Like what kind, who is someone who would buy from you?
Well, it's pretty simple. The name of the company describes what we do. So we basically bring business apparel to life. So we do a lot of B2B.
That's business to business,
yeah,
in
business
case you don't
business.
Know.
There you go. Thank you. And so we work with other companies that do business apparel that need embroidery, silkscreen, different decoration processes that we can help them out with. So from mom-pop stores to large corporations, we pretty much do it all, from one piece to thousands of pieces.
So. Okay, that's what I was going to ask next. Is there a job too small or too large for you?
No. So that's the good thing about it with embroidery. It's basically you do one piece if you want, up to thousands. But silkscreen, on the other hand, there is minimums. We have 12-piece minimums, T-shirts, usually is what it is with silkscreen hoodies, things like that. You can mix match if you need to, but yeah, 12-piece minimum, just because of the setup time that it takes to get things prepped before we ever run the job.
And you have 12 stations on the machine itself, and you know they have to operate together.
Okay. And what all kinds of items can you, do y'all sell the items there at the store too?
Yes. Yeah, so we have two sides of our business. We do the B2B, which is work with other companies, but we also do contract work. So when we work with other businesses, we sell the items, or they can actually bring in their own items, but we prefer to sell the items ourselves. And then the other side of our companies, we work with a lot of contract customers. So in this industry, there's a lot of companies out there that don't have the production facility to produce their items. So that's when they come to somebody like me, and we do the work for them when it comes to embroidery or screen print. So it works out pretty well.
Good.
And we do work for hospitals. We do work for even casinos. We do work for small auto repair shops, real wide range of the businesses that we do work for. Obviously, we've done some work for the chamber. So like Sean was saying, you know, we do small, we do large. We have the capability of doing it. And we have a fairly fast turnover depending on the number of units.
I think you do. Yeah,
and
for sure.
So it's something that people aren't sitting around and waiting for weeks to get their products.
So how do you do, so these guys do embroidery, and you said
screen printing.
Yep. Okay. And what's the most bizarre thing you have ever, I think it's fun, logoed or in any way?
Probably the doing golf bags.
Yeah.
As a project in itself.
We used to do, a good friend of mine, Adam, he still has the company, but he's in Colorado now, but he did a lot of, his company name is Crew Golf. So it was pretty cool. We got to do the President's Cup. So anybody knows about golf, President's Cup is like the top American players against the top, not the European players.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to decorate all their head covers for the President's Cup. That was pretty cool. The weirdest thing is we had a gentleman that used to have "I love my wife" on everything.
Oh. Now that's fun. That's kind of weird. That's the kind of kooky I was looking to hear. I mean, you sure wasn't his wife having him do it? Or maybe she was doing it for him. I love my wife on everything.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought I'd see the end of it.
That's really funny. Did he have a lot of different...
And actually, they got divorced, just to let you know.
No, did they really? Did they? Oh, my gosh. He's like, honey, I'm sick of it. I'm not having this put on here anymore. And he can't wear anything he has now.
Yeah.
All right. So how can someone get in touch with you?
Yeah, several ways. Of course, phone number is 972-572-9191. My direct extension is 304 if you want to reach me. Be more than glad to help you.
Say that number again.
Yeah, 972-572-9191, extension 304. Or you can visit us on info at Absolute Logo Factory. Just shoot me an email through there if you need to reach out. Mm-hmm. Or the website is absolutelogofactory.com.
And the thing I like about working with y'all, too, is if I have an idea about something or like a different kind of font or something, I can kind of give you an idea that I've seen somewhere, and y'all are good at duplicating. Or if I find a shirt that I happen to like and you find something within what y'all have and you're able to pull it together, because y'all have some really good brands too. You have like, I mean, y'all do Nike and different type, like even like, what is it, Port Authority and all the different kinds of, you can do lots of different types of shirts, and you have a good range from, I mean, the quality, I mean, obviously the quality is different with each price point, but like there's some really good shirts and different things you can get at a lower price point.
That's right.
And then you can go all the way up to.
And Julie, you're right on that. I mean, that's the thing about it. So we can hit every price point. Basically, it's whatever the customer's budget can allow, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, you tell me your budget, and from there I can pretty much take it from there with the different types of polos that are out there, or bags or whatever it might be.
And you don't, and what's good is like if I tell you my budget, your goal is not to spend my whole budget.
That's
your
right.
goal is to say, okay, what am I working with?
Exactly.
So yeah, I've enjoyed, like, it's just been, it's easy to work with y'all on all that
stuff.
And with larger companies, we have a system online where they actually can come online and order what they're needing themselves and actually see the shirts or see whatever they are that they're wanting to pick out.
Yes.
And so, I think Sean could tell you more about that.
So
set it up
basically, Julie, with that. So with corporations, they need a store online that they can order from,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the corporations are going towards that, so we have the capabilities of setting art. It's not my job for me to tell you what you want on the store. It's your job to tell me, right? So Julie, it's your job to say, all right, Sean, I want this item, this item, this item, and I'll put it on the storefront, and the employees or whoever it might be.
That's good.
Yeah. And it simply, it takes you out of the uniform business, right?
Yeah. And I've been in those organizations, larger organizations like that, where you can go onto the employee portal and look at the different items and stuff. So I always wondered how that worked. So that's good to know how.
Yep. You got it.
Cool.
So,
well, do you have anything else you want to add before we go?
Well, another note, of course, Sean's wife, Angie, as you know, has two restaurants in Midlothian. And Sean wanted to talk about the new website that they just did for one of them. And I hate to say it, but I'm on it in my Santa Claus hat.
Of course you are.
Of course,
you are. of course, Troy.
Yeah.
No, so Angie has two restaurants, Elle's Kitchen in Midlothian, and then also Jalapeno's Lemon Pepper in Midlothian.
Good.
So we have a new website for Jalapeno's, jalapenoslemonpepper.com. Go on there, order online, job applications, catering, all that good stuff. So.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys, for joining me today.
Julie,
well,
thanks for having us.
We appreciate it, Julie. Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, and guys, like I always say, if you are driving down the road and you caught the tail end of this conversation, or you couldn't write down the information, you're welcome to go to the chamber, and we'll have this loaded on there. And also, you're also welcome to call us and say, I heard these two guys talking about logos, and I don't remember what it was, and we'll help get you connected. All right. Until next time. Bye.